extra day.
They
add that to the 2 hours in the bus.
They create these walls in Rio de Janeiro from the Pan American Games. That's a continental version of the Olympic Games, and happened in 2007 in Rio de Janeiro. And from all the delegates from all the places that have the players from other countries, they create these walls.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to
watch. Now they're making.
Yeah, no, now they are. The walls are higher, but they are trying also to take off some favelas and.
Are they replacing the people somewhere else?
No,
just like fuck off.
Yeah, in Brazil, what happened? The governmental discourse is that they will replace everyone that is.
But they don't.
But they only replace and the leaders from social movements and stuff like that. So they bought the silence of this influential persons in the social movement. So for example, with the Belo Monte Dam, it's a dam they are building in the Amazonia, some of the fishers and the people who live at the borders of the river, there are some influent persons that the government and the industry that is building the dam, they pay about a million reals. Should this person be quiet and stop reclaiming from the dam? So, what happened in Brazil now with the social movements and the social struggles is that all the principal person and influent are being bought by the state and from the big companies. So in Brazil, everyone say that Brazil at this moment, everyone. I walk in Barcelona and everyone that asked me and I told that I was Brazilian. No, but what are you doing here? Brazil is it's economically very well and we are in difficult here. I say them that we have, I think, the growth of the highest growth of billionaires in the world. We have the second more richest person in the world. We have more two in the top 10, top 20, and we have every year a lot of entering. But I think that Brazil have the most unequal economical system that I ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Very rich people and very poor people.
Very, very rich people. I was surprised that in São Paulo, for example, in the big cities, you see more European cars that you see in new European cars that you see in the
Europe.
So it's surreal.
So the gap is getting bigger between rich people and poor people.
And that in the big cities you see the richness of some group, but when you leave the big cities and go, for example, I went in Manaus about 4 years ago, you have about, I don't know, 4% of population of the city have a lot of money, and the other 95% in our city, they're very, very, very poor, living near the river and having disease of malaria and other mosquito disease. So we have in Brazil, I think at this moment, a lot of money there, but a lot of money with few people. So and the when we think about that, the money don't fix the problem that, for example, a city like São Paulo have. So, a city that have been built for more than 100 years in a perspective that there is no a social preoccupation. I think now that I have been a little bit in cities, big cities in Europe, that it's not a question of money. You don't fix a city like São Paulo, a city that have 70 million persons, that have 100 years of speculation, and you know, a lot of places don't have water, don't have
in São Paulo
don't have energy. You have to, the people do their way to catch energy because the state or the prices will not put energy there. So there is, I don't know, I think all the money that is going to Brazil don't represent any change from the social condition. So.
And how is the anarchist movement in the countryside, let's say, not in the big cities, but because you say that this is not only the money problem, but also a space problem. Actually the answer is a migration of the people, a good distribution of the land, and live another way. How is that?
The problem, I think, exists in the small cities in Brazil. It's influenced by the 40, 60 years of dictatorship. So we have a huge group of persons that prefer what is worst but works. That I think that they don't know if changing will be better. So in Brazil there is a lot of conservative perspective in the small cities. So you don't have any
because
kind
of origin. You told in the beginning that of the anarchist movement was also in the countryside. The origin in Brazil.
The migration,
the
perspective was go to the countryside, but
because of the circumstances of Brazil lived through the history and influences of the other colonizers, it took another direction, but it doesn't mean that it's still
to
work to. Because I think it's the same problem in all the Latin American countries. I was in Santiago last, and I spoke to some very activist Mapuches, and they want to start their own political party and everything. But I see it like a black-white situation, and I approach and I say, oh, how do you look at me if I want to go to the countryside and live among Mapuche communities? How would you look at that? I think it's some I asked the direct question to this very angry, you know, land is ours, because it's also a very, you know, delicate, because you have to be realistic as well.
Yeah.
You have to want to live among each other and not like divisions anymore. I don't think it's a goal that it's achievable without lots of blood. So let's work together. And the direct question was, how do you look at community like us? I mean, my ancestors, maybe 5 generations ago, but now it's different. I'm a city person. And what if there's a big migration of city people that want to live in these kind of areas, and then you have to look in areas in Brazil where it is possible. Because the solution in São Paulo, like you said, is like leave. It's not rebuild it or fix it.
But I think what's the contradictory, what happened, it's that I think the the main part of the anarchist movement in the São Paulo state is in the city of São Paulo, because have more information and more political activities that are not related with parties, political parties. So this is a kind of propaganda that don't exist outside the big cities
mm-hmm.
in Brazil. So a lot of person get in contact with anarchism in Brazil, in the small cities, by the music perspective. So they start to listen punk music, and then they start to get involved, and then they discover that anarchism exists. So this, in the small cities, this is the perspective. So I think looking to the anarchist movement in Brazil in the beginning of the 20th century, they have a preoccupation of make this propaganda and in fact in small cities. So there were important militants from Brazil that used to stay like a month going city to city organizing a debate or discussion with the workers. So this happened in a different context, because there were no the workers start to getting organized, so in the small city, and then there were no political party at that moment. The unions were not, they don't exist formally involved directly with the state. So the context were much different that we have now. But I think this kind of propaganda, this kind of strategy, it's necessary. I don't know exactly how to do it, but I think at this moment